This realm is only those who ask that receive. Jesus was teaching. He said, ask, you will receive. He said, seek, you will find. And he said, knock, the door will be open to you. And he went further to buttress it. He said, for whoever asketh receives, whoever seeketh shall find. And he said, whoever knocketh, to him the door shall be open. You know what that means? You don't receive by default. Doors don't open by default. When you find people walking in the realm of open doors, they have mastered the technology of asking. In John, Jesus said, until now you have asked for nothing. He said, ask and receive, that your joy might be complete. And then he went further. He said, whatsoever you ask in my name. So the people that you see who have, they don't have because they are special. That was the deception that ruined my life for many years. When I saw some people carry certain things, I say, oh, God loved this person. God is merciful to this person. See what God has done for him. And then I foolishly begin to ask God, when is my turn? Nobody has a turn. You take the one you want. The world is catalambano. You wait for your turn. There are over 8 billion people on earth. Even if they are doing turn by turn every day, when will your turn come? I realize in this kingdom, it is the violent that takes it what? By force. Somebody is sick. He has not seen Christ. And then even when he sees Christ, he lies down there and says, when God comes, God can come, you remain sick. God can come, you will die. Peter was sinking in the presence of Jesus, and Jesus was watching, because there is a law that governs the realm. Until Peter cried, Master, save me. Immediately, the Bible says Jesus rushed. That means God can rush if you know how to cry. God can rush if you know how to ask. All the people that are saying, if it will happen, it will happen. Why has it not happened? Go and ask those that is happening in their life. Is that what they said? You are waiting that if it will happen, it will happen. It will never happen. I read a scripture for my people recently when I was teaching on Wednesday. Isaiah 38. Some of you have seen Jesus. You believe God loves you. You believe God is powerful and willing to solve the problem. You believe God has enough wisdom to bring you out. The problem is that you didn't ask. Did you read the story of the prodigal son? Angry with his father. I've been here. I've done everything you asked. But you didn't give me a lamp to celebrate with my friend. But this riotous brother of mine has gone, squandered his inheritance. He is back and you are throwing a banquet. Don't be that Christian who goes out for evangelism, prays, fast, and is yet suffering. Guess the answer the father gave. He said, you never asked. So are you not supposed to know that I need it? How will I know? Do I know your plan? The father said what? You never asked. Now let's read this scripture. Let me show you. You know, there are people who have not received their healing. They have not received intervention. When you ask them, they said, they took my name to a coven. My village people don't come. My village people. Making the who village what? Are they not afraid? Take my name there. You will bring the news back if you survive. Village people where? In this case, it was not Satan. In this case, it was not village people. God himself sent a message to a man. Look at the message God sent to a man. In those days was Hezekiah sick unto death, and Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, came unto him and said unto him, thus saith the Lord, set thy house in order, for you shall die and not live. This is not Satan. Meanwhile, there are some of you here. Somebody comes from the village and comes to your house. He knows. You say, why did you come? He won't answer you. He will sleep. Around 1 a.m., they will wake you. He will sit down and nod. Till 3 a.m., you are saying, what happened? What happened? He will say, why? Why? And you are, what happened? At 6 a.m., after 5 hours of nodding, he will now say, the oracle said to tell you that in 3 days, they will visit. And then you fall down, you start crying. This was God. And God buffeted it by sending a national prophet, the most revered prophet. And the Bible said, when Hezekiah heard it, he said he turned his face to the wall. What is that? Die? Is that part of your program? And the Bible said, he prayed unto the Lord. The guy refused to die. And he began to produce strong reasons. Lord, remember, I beseech you. I'm not rebelling against you. But remember, I walk before thee in truth. I walk with a perfect heart. I have done that which is good in your sight. And he wept sore. The Bible said, the same God sent the same prophet and said to him, go back. Go and tell him, you will not only live,
I have gone back to the record of life and edited your record. I have added 15 years to your life. So if the guy was supposed to live for 70, he will now live for 85. Because he knew something. You know what the guy knows? God is merciful. God is loving. God is kind. I know the nature of this God. And I don't only know his nature. He is powerful. He can do anything he wants. And he's not only powerful. God honors prayer. If I pray, he will hear. The Bible said, unto him that answered prayers shall all flesh gather. There is something I know about God. When men pray, he hears. And he doesn't just hear, he answers. If God speaks and a man is praying, is it Satan that will speak and you'll be afraid? Is it a doctor that will speak and you'll be afraid? The problem we have is that we don't know how to ask. Look at Matthew 15, verse 21 to 28. The Canaanite woman, her daughter was sick. She came to Jesus and pleaded for her daughter to be healed. Guess what happened? Jesus kept quiet and she didn't stop. If you keep quiet, I'll keep crying. And when Jesus eventually spoke, you'll think it's encouragement. And Jesus said, I will come back for you later. But this, my visitation, is for the Jews. It is not right to give the children's meat to the dogs. The first thing you need to know in that scripture is that healing is your food. The same way God gives you food every day, that's how he gives healing every day. Healing is the children's bread. But that's not my point. Imagine Jesus looks at somebody and say, I won't heal you. And the person didn't go back. I know your will. This program can't stop me from receiving. Your will is to heal me. And this program can't stop it. Guess what the woman said? Even the crumbs. Is it God you are debating with? They know something about God. This God is merciful. He can't look at you and because of a program neglect you. But he wants to know if you need it. And the way you prove that you need it is through your desperation. He said even the crumbs that fall from the table, the dogs pick them up. And Jesus turned. You have broken the protocol. He said, woman, great is thy faith. Go home. Your daughter is well. I don't know. See, some of us, we have not been taught the dogged aspect of Christianity. So if we receive any negative news, we collapse. No, the news is what should awaken your lion dimension. The news is what should make you wear your garment of warfare. But the question is, are you asking? Look at Bartimaeus crying from when Jesus entered Jericho. He didn't stop. He cried until Jesus came out. Jesus stopped. Whoever this man is, this hunger qualifies. Jesus didn't ask him, will you see? He said, what do you want? This type of cry, it has gone beyond eyes. Eyesight can't command this type of hunger. Anything you want, you will have it. The guy said, no, I want to see. He said, go, you have it. Blank check. Because he knew how to ask. There are Christians today, even when the anointing is moving, they are not healed. The power of God is moving, they are not healed. You know why? There's no desperation from their spirit. And because they are not yet restless, they can't break the yoke. The yoke breaks when you become restless. That's why these protocols are a must. Ask those who are champions in life. Check them out when they are praying. A man of God once told us, he said when he wants to pray, he locks the door. He wears boxers and singlet. Because before he comes out, it must be yes or yes. There's nothing like yes or no in his register. Before he comes out, there must be a note of victory that heaven has answered. That's how you ask. If you study these scriptures, you will find three things. Number one, you ask believing that the answer is available. You came here tonight. Don't say, if God is willing, I'll be healed. No, God is already willing. That's why he sent Jesus. Don't say, if God is willing. God is willing. That's why you came. So before you ask, believe that the answer is available. You are not asking, hoping for the answer to be made available. The answer is available. That's why you are what? Asking. But that's not all. After you have built that faith, then you must enter the realm of presenting strong reasons. Father, is it me you say Jesus died for again? What the Bible said, is it true? Was it because of me Jesus hung on the cross? If Jesus hung on the cross because of me, why won't you remove this cancer? Heaven will move, sir. He said, produce your cause. He said, bring forth your strong reason. He said, come, let us reason together. See, there is a place where God reasons with men. You can't tell me Jesus died for me and I die of cancer. No, that scripture is true, so I can't die of cancer. You can't tell me Jesus died for me and I die a failure. No, it can't happen. Because the death of Jesus cannot be a waste. Not in my life. So you come with faith. You have strong reasons. Then you enter the realm of heartfelt prayer. It said the effectual heartfelt prayer. It must touch your heart. Did you read Hezekiah? The Bible said he did what? He wept sore. Some of you are praying with drama. If it's fellowship, that is good. You can have fellowship and lift your hands and pocket your hand. But sir, if there is a pit before you, that's a time for you to go rocket. That time, your heart must be felt. Because if you will generate the power that will produce the answer, it must touch you first before it touches God. Somebody said he wants God to heal him of cancer. And he's praying and taking tea. Father, this cancer won't kill me. Those who know how to receive from God, study their lives. When Elijah wanted to generate rain, you know how he prayed? He squatted, put his head in between his thigh, and he was groaning there. That's the kind of prayer even Jesus taught us in Luke 18 from verse 1. He said there was a wicked judge who neither feared God nor feared man. He said, but there was a widow that needed to be avenged. You know what the widow did? Day and night, she troubled the judge. And Jesus said, the judge said, although I don't fear God, although I don't fear man, but if I don't answer, this widow will kill me. Those who pluck answers from heaven, they are dogged. They come by faith, they produce their strong reasons, and their prayers are heartfelt. You want a miracle? See, the way I do it, if I see an anointed man, thank God, it's another advantage. But if there's no anointed person on earth again, this knee will become a camel's knee. The answer must come out. Because I've come to see that the presence of anointed men is an advantage. The real thing God gave us is his word. The real thing God gave us is his spirit. The real thing God gave us is access to him. Righteousness gives you access so that you can reign in life. So if I don't have an anointed man, I have access to the throne room. They will hear my voice. Oh, all the angels will recognize it. God will recognize it. I will pray and die praying. But I will not stop until the answer comes. See, you will pray some kind of prayer. Heaven will stop for you. There will be silence in heaven on your account. The Bartimaeus guy said, Son of David, have mercy. My strong reason is mercy, but you must feel my tenacity. You must feel my heart posture. Jesus, stop. Isaac told Esau, Genesis 27:40. He said, when you become restless, you will discover that there is a realm that even the curse of your father won't walk on your head. There is a realm where things that are legitimate can be stopped. When you become restless, I am your father. I'm a prince. I have the rank. But hear this. When you become restless, you will break the yoke. There are men who know things. Did you not read about Moses? When he was high in the spirit, he said, let Reuben live and not die. We can change courses. We can break cancer. We can stop addictions. We can break limitation. But see, you have to be volatile. There's a realm where you can't be trapped. That's the realm of creating change. Dunamis comes when you are volatile. Don't throw around until your brother dies. Don't throw until your child dies. Don't throw until the door closes. Don't throw until your destiny is substituted. No, sir. Princes legislate. There's a place where our voices become a weapon. We cry until heaven hear. Why were you given access? Imagine God gives you access. You are standing before the throne. You are waiting for an intercessor to pray for you. Are you not a joker? Thank God for the intercessor. But I am the first intercessor for my life. I can't stand before the throne and I'm waiting for an intercessor. No, sir. What is if I sleep? What if he doesn't like me? What if he's overtaking? No. If he intercedes, thank God. But before he wakes up, I'm already high. Elijah is a man subject to like passion, just as we are. He prayed earnestly that it should not rain, and it rained not upon the face of the earth. He prayed again, and the heavens gave rain. Men prayed, close heaven. Prayed, open heaven. Is it the door of your destiny that will open? A man, the heaven that covers all of us. One man grew in prayer until he closed the heaven, and at his will, he opened it. The same heaven that you and I depend on. A man knew something about prayer. He shut the heaven without consulting you.
Does it not occur to you that there are farmers in that land? He didn't consult them. Does it not occur to you that there are people that needed rain? In the realm, it is the rank of your altar that determines what you get. It is the height of your altar that determines what you get. A man shut the heaven that should bless everybody. And when he was ready, he opened it up. So for 3.5 years, everybody was waiting for Elijah. How come there was no other person? When you read certain scripture, become angry. How about the people that their destiny depends on rain? If a man can close heaven at will and open it at will, I don't need anybody to open my destiny. My destiny is too small to open.